Next item on the agenda, and if it's okay with you guys, we'll take this last item, the Robert Grove, and then public comments, and then we'll take about a 15-minute break after that. We'll give you the time exactly what it is, but I think the staff, I know staff here definitely needs a break. They've been at it now for a couple hours without fail helping me out, and I could use one too. So like I said, we'll take the Robert Rowe case, then public comments. I'll tell you what, we'll just take the Robert Rowe case and come back and take public comments and fisheries matters after the 15 or 20-minute break. That's okay. If there's no problem with that. Item number 10, Robert Rowe, Oyster Planting Ground. Who's got that one? Mr. Stagg, you've been previously sworn. Proceed, please.
Thank you. So this is the Oyster Planting Ground application from Mr. Robert Rowe. Question is approximately 6 acres of ground in the East River in Matthews County. Project is protected by an immediately adjacent highland property. Next slide, please. So we did receive this application in 2018. This is the East River running north and south. The application is marked by the circular area in the northern part of the East River. Next slide. For closer view of the application area, turn again inside the circle. Next slide. So these are aerial photos superimposed with our leases and the application as requested initially. The applicant did indicate when they applied the proposed use would be traditional on-bottom planting and harvesting. This lease area does not contain any submerged aquatic vegetation. We did submit this to our normal public interest review. We did notify the adjoining property owners, Dorothy and Lavasi, and we did receive comments from her back in 2018. However, she really just wrote on the notification we sent her that, quote, she did not want work done at our property. Subsequently, we did survey the area, and commissioned surveyor Kevin Sutton spoke with Ms. Lavasi, who again reiterated objections to the project. So there's a little history related to this one. Next slide, please. This just shows the Lavasi property. They have the two lots shown there, again, where the L is, and the property to the east of that. They do have a pier adjacent to their property in that small cove on the eastern side of their property, and you can see there's somewhat of a channel there that comes out to the deeper water. But on the north shore of their property is a relatively shallow area before it drops off to a deeper depth. Next slide. Again, this is the application area. I've turned off the other leases here, public grounds in the lower, just so you can sort of see the water depth. So this area was previously leased by different members of the Lavasi family since 1989 until August of 2017. Previous Lavasi lease contained 5.83 acres and included an area nearer the shore than the current application and the area we surveyed. We did, this year, after Ms. Lavasi again expressed her concerns, she further claimed that the Lavasi lease was taken from her after she paid the rent on it in 2016, and she never received any rent bills. We checked our records, and according to our database, she did pay the rent in 2016. We did generate a bill for the 2017-2018 rent year in August of 2017. Our database also indicates the lease was terminated later that month at the request of the leaseholder at the time, which was going to Lavasi. While we no longer have a record of her termination request, when such termination request is received, a reason for terminating the lease must be entered into the database system, and in this instance, it's entered as requested by the leaseholder. A letter would also have been generated at that time to the leaseholder confirming that the lease had been terminated. In February of this year, we got correspondence and a renewed objection from Ms. Lavasi. February 2018, she did not mention her belief at that time that the leased area had been terminated at Earl. During the time the lease was held by the Lavasi family, since mandatory reporting has been required for shellfish harvest, you could find no report of any commercial harvest on the Wawasee lease. As it has been terminated in 2017, it has been up for 10-year renewal in October of last year, and likely, unless additional information was provided, would not have been renewed. Next slide. Again, this is the initial entering into the database of a protest. Next slide. This is a letter that she sent. The Wawasee do not have internet, so they had a neighbor send this letter yesterday. Again, and I would like to read this into the record so that it is on record. So what both Marshall Wawasee and her son, Michael Wawasee, are stating here is that they are not interested in allowing Mr. Rowe to use our property for winter planting and harvesting. Do not wish to lease it, sell it, or allow anyone to use it for this purpose. We use our property for recreational purposes as well as harvesting oysters. We also allow family guests and friends to do the same. We do not wish to have a commercial operation use the property we pay taxes on. Once we pay taxes, we believe it is our right to dictate how it's used. The Northern Road Farms property near ours, he does have legit leases in the East River nearby, and he wants to use our property for his convenience. We believe our rights to privacy and determination of how our property is used outweigh his convenience. We therefore respectfully strongly believe that Mr. Rowe's application should be denied. So in response to that, none of the area we are proposing to lease is privately owned. It's all state owned and so they can the bottom again. So I'll make that clear. It's a little bit gray in that letter. The Wawasee residents live some distance from both their house, some distance from both the shoreline and the lease, and it appears that any direct view is probably blocked by vegetation along the shoreline. The neutral lease line, as surveyed, is approximately 40 to 90 feet offshore of the Nilo waterline. It does not appear that traditional on-bottom planting and harvest would adversely impact the shoreline or the near shore area. Again, Mr. Rowe does have four leases in the York River, and he does have one lease in the East River further downstream. He does have a history of commercial harvest on all five leases in recent years. Next slide. The listed area has actually surveyed. We did stay a little further offshore than the previous Wawasee lease that was there. The Wawasee lease encompassed the red area, but also went closer to shore to the south and actually went inshore of the lease to the west along the shoreline. So it's a little bit misleading in that the shore is further away than it might appear. The darker area of those trees actually shadows from the trees, which are actually further to the south along the shoreline. So there is some gap between the shore here and proposed lease line. Again, the Wawasees, it appears, would access their property and pier to the east through that channel area, as you can see, that comes out into the lease to the east. Next slide. This is the flat of the survey. Again, the shoreline to the south there is not as rapidly corrected as it could be, but from a straight line, but the distance between the shoreline and the lease is at the closest point 40 feet and about 100 feet at the farthest point being shoreline of the proposed old lease. Therefore, after careful review and consideration of the objections of the nearby upland property owner, reviewing her complaint concerning the termination of the previous lease and the potential impacts of the lease. Of leasing this area for shellfish propagation, we concluded that leasing appears appropriate as shown. Accordingly, after considering all the factors of 28.207 and 28.2205A in the state of Virginia, we recommend approval of leasing 4.79 acres as shown on this plat in the East River within Matthews County to Mr. Robert Cook. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions by members of the commission for Mr. Stagg? Thank you. Hearing none, is the applicant on the phone, Mr. Rowe?
He is. He's unmuted.
Mr. Rowe?
Yes.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to say anything about your application or what Mr. Stagg had to say?
He pretty much summed it up. I applied for that piece of ground for traditional harvest and traditional shelling. There'll be no bottom structures. And I also, you know, when I applied for the lease, I really didn't want anything in that shallow water, so that's why I didn't go all the way up to the mean low water mark.
Okay. Any questions by members of the commission of Mr. Rowe? Thank you, Mr. Rowe. Is anyone else in support of this application wishes to be heard? Phones being unmuted. Anyone else in support? Hearing none, thank you. I have the wishes to speak in opposition, Ms. Dorothy Libiasi. Ms. Libiasi, Libasi, present, wish to be heard?
I'm here.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, to help you God?
Yes, I do.
Yes, ma'am. State your case, please.
My husband and I, first of all, I did send a letter in to Mr. Ben Skagg stating my opposition. But I'd also like to say that my husband and I spent many long, hard hours and years working to earn the money to buy this property. In addition, we worked very hard turning this house and land into what we had felt to be our paradise. It is completely unjust to expect that we allow the applicant to modify the peace, tranquility, with noise and traffic that we have made for ourselves just for his convenience.
All right. Thank you. Does any member of the commission have a question for Ms. Libasi?
John Zeger
here. Mr. Zeger, proceed, please, sir.
Did you and your husband harvest oysters on this property?
I'm sorry, I can't hear him.
Did you and your husband commercially harvest oysters on this property?
We do with, not commercially, but with family and friends and neighbors.
Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
This is Dr. Neal. I move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Dr. Neal to approve staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second by Mr. France.
Seconded by Mr. France. Well, unlike the last application, I think this is a perfectly suitable use for planting ground as far as the oyster ground is concerned. So, Mr. France. Mr. Tankard.
Aye.
Mr. Zedrin.
Aye.
Dr. Neal.
Aye.
Mr. Minor. Mr. Minor. Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
Aye.
No problem. Chair votes aye. Motion passes. Thank you. We're going to be in recess for, I have exactly 12:05 on the dot now. We'll be in recess until, let's say 12:25. That gives us 20 minutes. Get a quick break, and we'll resume at 12:25. So we'll be in recess until that time.